Sure. Well, first, the reason why I focused on boxing and wrestling in the beginning parts, because they're two of the oldest sports, really considered two of the oldest sports of mankind, along with running. So boxing entails any kind of strikes to the body or to the head. In boxing rules, you can't hit below the belt. You can't hit to the back or to the back of the head. When you add in kickboxing now, the competitors can kick each other to the legs, to the body, to the head. They can also do knee strikes to the body and to the legs and to the head. Wrestling entails beginning from feet standing up, one opponent is going to try to take the other one to the ground. Now, in traditional wrestling, there's several different styles. There's Olympic-style wrestling, there's Greco-Roman, there's freestyle, and each one has its own set of rules, but essentially they're trying to go to a pin. In the sport of mixed martial arts, the idea is to combine all fighting sports into one arena. So the competitors start off standing up. They can punch, they can kick, they can throw elbows or forearm strikes, they can knee, they can also do takedowns via wrestling or judo. And once they get to the ground, they're allowed to strike, they're allowed to also do submissions, which could be either a choke, which would be a compression, so a choke to the neck to cut off either blood or oxygen supply, or they can do a joint manipulation, which can mean like a hyperextension of the elbow or the knee. All of these sports have referees, though, of course, who are protecting the competitors and keeping them from getting injured. Mm-hmm. But that's the basic outline of the sort of three different arenas that the book addresses.